Well, hello everybody, and welcome to the Light at the End podcast, episode 3 of season 3. My name is Razvan, and I'm trying out my radio voice tonight. How am I doing? Am I doing great? I hope I am, because this is not tonight, it's today. It's the 10th of March, Sunday midday, and I got nothing better to do than to record one of these. Oh yes, I am very excited to do it. Alright. How's your month been going? I usually start these with how's your week been going, but I haven't done one in a month. We went from weekly to bi-weekly to monthly because my life got complicated. Ugh, fuck. I hate it when they do that, but lives have a way of going that way. I'm sure yours has a way of getting that way too. I'm sure you have kids and dogs and cats and whatever you're doing. But for the 11 of you who listen to this podcast, I bet it's a very exciting day because I'm dropping out a new one and I'm going to tell you all about my dates and about the juicy, juicy gossip that's going on in the comedy scene in Vienna. Hey, hey, doesn't that sound fun? it definitely does to me. But first of all, traditions are traditions. I have my coffee here and I'm going to slurp it a little bit because What's a podcast that you do for 11 people, if not tradition? Yeah, so that's out of the way. Now it's time to talk to you about my dates. I'm doing a lot of comedy next week. After that, I don't know. You're going to be flying blind until I drop another podcast. So I'm doing Loop on the 11th. That's tomorrow. I'm actually performing today at the Comedy Pub in Kettenbrückengasse. As you may have known from the last episode, we moved. But the next one that I'm hosting is Loop, the 11th. I'm also doing something called Local Legends on the 12th, as well as also at the Comedy Pub. Very, very fun. It's a show. It's basically a showcase setup hosted by a good friend of mine, Michael Posnick, who's doing comedy again after a long, long absence. He got some chick pregnant, not some chick, his wife, and that put a lot of responsibility on his shoulders, which is, well, should. So he had to take a little bit of break from comedy, but now he's back. He's doing a weekly show, he's hosting it, and he's doing comedy, and I'm very excited about that, because I like to see him perform, and I like to do his shows, and that's going to happen on Tuesday. I get to do it again. I've done it once, get to do it again. Very, very excited about that. I'm taking Thursday and Friday off, because I gotta take some me time. You know how it is. And then next Saturday on the 15th, I'm going to do Uncensored and Bomb Squad. That's the plan. And then Sunday, fun day comedy again. It's gotten tough in the Vienna comedy scene, especially for Mondays. The shows I run on Mondays, I'm competing now with not one, but two open mics at the same time, in the same slot, happening at three different places in Vienna. One's mine, one's at Café Votif, and one's at Charlie P's. And I'm not gonna lie to you, it takes a lot of work to get comedians to choose yours. To choose yours, especially when you've been having four people at the shows for the last month or so. So yeah, that's not ideal. But you know, it is what it is in comedy, and good times will come and bad times will come. You gotta power through it, I guess, and be tired and work your way through it. Figuring out how to be funny and tired at the same time is a weird act to balance. I'll tell you that fucking thing for nothing. There you go. Now, we got the dates out of the way. I got to complain for a whole minute about my life being difficult. See, that's why I do these things. It's a very cathartic experience. Now, what I wanted to talk to you guys about, it was like yesterday, a wonderful thing happened. I got to see got to see Jimmy Carr perform live in Vienna. And if he's coming to your city on this tour, fucking go see it. It was absolutely worth it. It was absolutely worth it. Worth the $50 that I paid to go and see the dude. And I took my girl with me, and it was a bit interesting because I was watching Jimmy do the jokes, and then I would look at her and be like, is she laughing at this one? This one's a bit rough. Is she laughing at it? it was fine. She liked it. She enjoyed it. But it was really nice to see him perform because, like, there's these comedians. When I started doing comedy, I had a period where I would go back on comedians that I used to like, and I realized I didn't like them anymore. I didn't like what they were doing. Their style felt kind of gimmicky. Not gonna name any names. You can relax, Trevor Noah. You're all right. but yeah, it's with some comedians it happened like that. And then it was really nice to see Jimmy Carr do great. Still be good at what he's doing, at his style of comedy. He did 90 plus minutes. I think he did an hour and 40, if I timed it correctly, which I might have not, but that's my reckoning on the thing. And that's a long ass show. That's a really long ass show, especially with his style of jokes, where he has one after the other, after the other, after the other. And then he started out silly at the beginning, and then he figured out a way to tie it together, had a bit of crowd work, he got himself informed about Vienna and what is the inbred place around here. He had a few jokes about Amstetten and Fritzel, and it was fun. It was fun. I was really impressed to see that he actually took the time to talk about the fucked up shit that's happening around the city, around this country. He did a lot of crowd work, what I like to call guided crowd work, because he would ask somebody like, oh, who's a stepdad here, and then he would just set it up where he could deliver the joke he actually wanted to deliver or the reference that he wanted to deliver. So yeah, I'm not gonna do any jokes by Jimmy Carr except this one. I'm gonna tell you this one because this one's a rough one, and I think it's an older one. I think I've heard it before. He goes like, my girlfriend snores at night, but it doesn't bother me because I got these fantastic noise canceling fists, and that's an awesome joke. There's no fat on that joke. I'm sorry that it's about domestic violence, but it's pretty funny. at the beginning of the show, he has this little part where he asks the audience to send him jokes. And I send him one, which is a silly one. I'm gonna read it to you. I was really excited that he's gonna read it on stage, but he didn't, because he had different plans. That whole thing, send me some jokes, was a bit of a gimmick, I think. Here's the joke I sent him. I had, at the comedy pub, there's a dog that comes in a lot, belongs to somebody in the staff, and I asked my friend Homer, like, dude, what's the dog's name? And I'm like, he goes like, the dog's name is Snow, and it's weird because the dog's not white. So that's weird. He's not white. He's not even yellow. And I know it was a nice little joke, and it took my friend like 10 seconds to start laughing, because he just went like, well, what the fuck is he talking about? And then it dawned on him, oh, yellow snow. That was the whole thing about doing the joke. And I sent this joke to Jimmy, and now that I've told it on the podcast, I can actually realize why he didn't read it. It was the right call to make. But he had completely different plans with end of the show jokes, because the ones he actually read, I think they were kind of written by him. He wrote the jokes and he wanted to read them in that context as being sent in by the audience. And the things that the audience actually sent in and he read was kind of like, greetings, we're here from blah, blah, blah. Have a great show. We're really happy to be here and stuff like that. Yeah, very, 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 very cool. This Jimmy Carr dude was very happy that I got to see him. It looks just like he does on TV. He's got so much work done, you wouldn't even see the difference. He's 50, he still looks 30. So if you look 50, if you are 50 and you look 50, you're not old, you're just poor. That's how that goes. He defrauded the IRS by enough money to buy himself Botox for life, that Jimmy. All right, I'll stop being mean for a second. Yeah, as you might hear, I am still cold. I got a cold last week, and it's not going away. It's just morphing into a different thing. And I'm just kind of hoping, I don't think it's ever going to go away. I'm just kind of hoping that it's going to morph into something acceptable that I can live with. This is my level of optimism right now about me getting rid of my colds and stuff. Anyway, so moving right along, what else is happening in the comedy scene? Oh, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is a great topic to talk about. Kevin Hart, I don't know if this is his name or if he borrowed this from Kevin Hart, just to be like, all right, I'm one letter away from fame. Very, very smart. This guy started doing, no, the cold's getting back. He started doing a gig at Café Votif. He does it on Saturdays. I don't think he does it every week. I think he does it every second week. And it's, he's not, I don't think he should be doing that gig. He's hosting it, and I think he should be hosting it. He's just too inexperienced. He's done one open mic once, and now he started hosting. It's a bit of a rough transition, if you ask me. And the crowd really, if you're gonna be on stage for 10 minutes, they're gonna sniff you out. They're gonna know how confident you are, how much experience you have, how good you are talking to people in that context. Because even if you're good at talking to people, going up at a comedy show is a whole different vibe. It's not, like, if you haven't done it consistently for a bit, at least a year, you have no business, I think, hosting one of these. But bless his heart, he's young, he's trying, and I don't believe in him. I believe he's gonna learn by doing, if nothing else. Because even like if you start out like that, hey, if you keep doing it, you're going to learn at some point, or you're going to give up. Those are the options that you have in life. Be good, get good, or give up. There's nothing else. Now, so he's been doing that show. This was the second show last Saturday, and I was supposed to perform, actually it was yesterday. I was supposed to perform there, but I realized midweek that, oh no, I have tickets to just go see Jimmy Carr. I can't be in two places at once. I am not fucking Houdini. So I had to tell him, hey man, I can't do the show. I don't know how it went. I'm gonna have to call and ask him. But yeah, I really hope he figures out a way to be more likable on stage and to do some actual material in front of the crowd, not just go up and be like, all right, the next comedian is from blah, 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 and bring us up. Because I did it last time, I did 15 minutes, and my friend Kawa did 15 minutes, and, it's a different vibe when you're doing a spot and you kind of have to do your own hosting, winning over the crowd and, you know, getting them to feel comfortable before you start hitting them with some silly jokes that you have about uncircumcised sweaters or whatever you're doing that night, you know? So yeah, that's how it's going with that one. Kevin Hart is still doing the shows, last I heard, and I hope he keeps doing them until he gets better at hosting, because hey, who doesn't want another successful comedy show? Hey, if it's not on a Monday, let's be honest here. I don't want any more on Mondays. We're stretched thin as we are, as it is. But yeah, the venues are kind of like, because we're kind of pitching it to the venue in the thing, like, hey, we would like the room for free, because we never know if we're gonna make money on these shows. So we like the room for free, and the venue usually goes, well, there's usually nothing on Monday, so if you guys could do that on Monday, that would draw some 5, 10, 20 people, whatever, and we would love to have them and sell them drinks and just boost business. Other than that, I think they're fine, because people show up at cafes and bars once it's not Monday, and then they can hang out and get drinks without having a comedy show, you know? So I think that's how they see it, and that's why everybody gets Mondays at whatever venue they ask. So yeah, what else do I have? What other news do I have for you? Oh, Gus went to the US. Gus Horn, his contract ended here with the UN, or whatever the fuck he was doing. I don't know if it's okay that I'm spilling the beans on everything, but yeah, that is what it is. Gossip never sleeps. He decided to go back to the US and do comedy there and try to find a job and move on with his life, basically, in the great US of A. And in a way, I think that's a good decision. That's all right. Because the comedy scene here, as much as it's grown, as fun as it is, it's nothing compared to the US. And also, well, the US, I would kind of think it's tougher, because there's comedians on every fucking corner over there. Everybody's trying to tell a joke to somebody who would listen and charge them money for it if they could figure it out. Yeah, I just miss him. He was fun to hang out with. He was a bit of a bummer. He would show up at the show and be like, "Wanna suck my tits?" But I got used to it. I got too used to the guy, and I like talking to him. And yeah, I miss him. Hope he does great there. No. He was hosting a show at the Comedy Pub on Thursdays. And now that he's gone, he can't host it. But no, not to worry. We have another American who was willing to host it. And she's a woman. Hey, how fun is that? We have a show hosted by a woman. It took a long time to figure out one lady that was willing to put herself through this kind of abuse, meaning hosting an open mic. It's a bit rough, I'm telling you. You gotta deal with a lot of audience members who don't know what they're doing, who don't know what they want, who they're there, but they don't know if they want to laugh. And also dealing with comedians who all think they're a prima donna, and they get to come in late and switch spots last minute and cancel on spots last minute. They're just impulsive, unorganized people. Hey, I'm talking as one of them. It just takes me, I mean, I'm not like that, but it just, the work it takes to be different, to be a little bit more organized, I'm telling you, is no joke. So, yeah, she hosted the first one this week, and she's gonna host another one next week on Thursday. I can't perform on that one, but I got to perform on the one this Thursday, and that was it was so much fun. I really liked the job she did as a host, and I think she's gonna do a great job. She just seemed natural on stage and talking to the people, and doing a little bit of crowd work, doing some of her jokes. It went fine in the end. I can stick around until the end of the show, but I've heard great things. So, oh, by the way, somebody complained about the cat at the comedy pub that she looks a little bit stressed. Now, fuck that person, whoever they are, the cat's fine. She has the whole pub and the secret rooms to hang out in. So if she's hanging out for a comedy show, it means she likes the jokes. That's why she's there. So don't, it's, she has a choice. Don't worry about that thing. The reason she looks stressed is because she's hyper. Now, if you come by and you see the cat around, running around or doing whatever, and you want to pet it at your own risk. She's cute, but she's very spicy. I still have scratches from her. And the owner for sure does. So, yeah. Don't complain about shit like that. It's just like, let the cat be. Don't try to make her life harder just because yours sucks. The cat is doing fine. That's what I'm trying to tell you. She's all right. She has enough room. But people are complaining. They're gonna complain about everything. They complain about the cat. They complain about Homer's hosting. In one instance, if you come by at a show Homer hosts, you're gonna see that he has a bit of a, let's call it a caustic attitude towards the audience. He has a bit of spice. He has a bit of a acidness to it, and not everybody can handle that, you know. He's a bit more of a direct guy. But, somebody got offended, and then they posted online that they are offended, and then people started reacting and, escalated a bit. It's not fun when it happens, but I'm kind of happy that it is happening because it just shows that, comedy's doing something in Vienna, and it's getting better known, and having these little back and forths here and there shows that you're not dead. You just smell funny, I guess. That was a film joke. Film is not dead. It just smells funny. And with that joke, I think we've hit the bottom of the joke barrel because I'm starting to do very, very stupid ones, and my voice is also giving out. So this is it for this month. Yeah, this is the podcast for March. Maybe, hopefully, I might drop another one before my birthday, which is April 2nd. But maybe I won't. So I guess I might see you before, but I will probably hear from you, or you will hear from me when I'm already 35. How excited I am about that, I cannot fucking tell you. I cannot put into words. And Matt, have a great month. Don't take shit off on anybody, as Bill Burr would say. And I'll catch you on the next one. Bye.